Confusion at the Invercargill City Council continues after the mayor condemned a report that was accepted unanimously less than a fortnight ago. An independent review has found that Mayor Sir Tim Shadbolt is struggling to do his job. The review was prompted by the Department of Internal Affairs, which had flagged concern about how the council was operating. The council has agreed to bring in two external appointees and develop a clear set of delegations for the recently appointed Deputy Mayor, Nobby Clark. But yesterday, Sir Tim rubbished the report's findings.
The report would have you believe that the dysfunction of this current council rests squarely on the shoulders of myself and my new Deputy, Nobby Clark. I refuse to believe that the average person on the street is likely to accept that the ongoing strife has been caused by Nobby and myself alone. Anyone who has any faith in this report, with its glowing praises and singly directed criticisms, is also likely to believe that we shall soon see Auckland Island pigs flying over Queen's Park.
A reporter, Timothy Brown, spoke to locals and asked whether they thought the mayor should continue in his role.
I think he's up to it in that he should have the support of his council, and there does seem to be a faction that are against it. He possibly is past it, but I don't think he should actually resign, see out his term unless his health deteriorates noticeably. I just think that the council are totally dysfunctional.
No, I don't feel comfortable with him still staying on as mayor. I did support him and, he has been a great mayor. But I think it's sort of got to the stage where things are getting on top of him and, I really feel that it might be time for him to move on.
I personally think this campaign, or whatever you'd like to call it, has been a witch hunt. I really feel there's been no integrity or respect or kindness about it, actually. I think it could have been handled in a lot kinder way by the Invercargill City Council.
I think he's had his day. It looks like he is struggling to even chair meetings, and I think that there is a bit of dissension in amongst the ranks in the council, and I don't think he's helping that.
I've liked the way he's handled things in Invercargill, and infrastructure seems to be fine for now. I don't know what he's going to be like going forward. I can say that I don't have any complaints personally, and because I don't work with him on a daily basis, I don't know whether he or not he's up to the task or not up to the task. I just know that this city seems to be running fine, and I don't see what all the fuss is about.
Well, former Deputy Mayor Darren Ludlow was at yesterday's council meeting where the report was publicly released. Kia ora, good morning.
Morena, Susie.
Now, you are a previous Deputy Mayor of Invercargill. You're a current councillor. Why were you confused yesterday, and what is your reaction to this report?
We're confused. All of us were confused because there was a sudden change in stance around the collective ownership of what the report had to say. His Worship has had the report for well over a fortnight and has had three opportunities to feedback on it. The report was unanimously received, as your report says, at our last council meeting, and everybody was in the same position. And whilst it's not a comfortable read, and we don't like what the report has to say, personally, just the level of criticism is something we haven't seen before, but it's been done independently. But we've collectively accepted it and we're prepared to move forward. So for the mayor to refute a lot of what was in the report yesterday was a surprise, and broadly speaking, councillors were disappointed.
Some parts of the report, it is important to say, are redacted. And that this is quite important because I'm just going to read a short bit of it. It talks about leadership void, and it says, "This void is seen by participants as most clearly manifesting itself in the mayor's reported increasing inability to carry out many aspects of his role. The reported deterioration was stated by many as being evident in the previous triennium, but as getting progressively worse." The next sentence is redacted. It's difficult to talk about this because potentially there are privacy issues around this. But what are we talking about?
That's precisely why there are redactions.
But what are we talking about?
well, it was redacted, Susie, so I can't comment on it.
And I'm not asking you to tell me what it is. What I'm trying to get to the bottom of here is exactly what this report is getting at.
Well, the report, there's a lot of focus on what it has to say about Sir Tim. And look, he's not the only person who the cops are in the report. Certainly he's the highest profile person, and it would be fair to say that he gets the lion's share of it. But there's criticism of other parts of council as well. There was criticism of his deputy, Nobby Clark, who has accepted what was in there and gone, okay, that's I can hear the criticism, and he's prepared to move on. There was some criticism in there of the chief executive having moved into a governance role. There was some criticism around a toxic atmosphere. So, you know, it's unfortunate that Sir Tim seems to have made it a bit about him, but actually it's more about the way council's been operating. Mm. There has been a change. And there quite often is a change with each triennium as new personalities come to the table. And even in us as individuals, as we change and as we age. In saying that, I'm not having a crack at Sir Tim for ageing, because you need wisdom and experience at the table. It's not an ageist comment at all. But by his own admission, he's not the, I think the term he used, energizer bunny he once would have been.
Is it fair to say that until fairly recently, the council was being held together by a chief executive, and there was brand Sir Tim as a figurehead, if you like?
Sir Tim's strength has always been his profile. He's, you know, he's an icon, and beloved as an icon. There was certainly a very different culture, but the politics in large was very different then as well. The way that society is operating now is different to, say, when I first got onto council in 1998. So there have been changes. The previous chief executive certainly had a very different relationship with Sir Tim, but then the requirements of councils were different then too.
Okay, so the current deputy mayor, Nobby Clark, is it going to be possible for him to change his approach, which is often seen as being quite combative? Is it going to be possible for him to then take on more responsibility? Do you trust him to do this, or does he need to step down too?
I personally think he's making an effort. He's taking the feedback on board. He's, from my observation, noticeably different in the way that he's handling himself and handling his relationships with others. So I'm optimistic that he can.
Okay. You mentioned that the toxic culture, the dysfunctional culture, has been raised in this report. Is that meaning that the council is struggling with basic governance? And so what should be done?
No, the toxic culture that's quite often been bandied about was personality related in the way that some people did or didn't get on with others. I would say that's changed, in my observation.
Do you think you bear any responsibility for any toxicity?
We all have to.
So what do you think you've done to contribute to that?
Personally, I don't know. I go away wondering if there are different ways I could have handled things. I've chaired meetings that have been full of conflict. I've tried to handle them carefully and respectfully of others and of their opinions. The report seems to reflect that I have the confidence in council and being able to do that. But you still wonder when everybody talks about a toxic relationship at council, whether you're a part of it. And any reasonable human being is going to do self-reflection to go, well, what can I do differently? And have I? Yes.
So why did you stop being deputy mayor?
The council wanted a change.
Why?
Possibly because of the I was very busy at the time, and some people might not have liked the way that I was handling things, or in some cases there may have been other political ambition.
The final part of the report, it's entitled Last Words. Part of that paragraph says, at times people have expressed anxiety about being honest as they are worried about the impact on the mayor, his manner and his legacy. Does Sir Tim Shadbolt need to stand down as mayor?
That's not for me to say.
Well, you are one of the councillors, to be fair. I'm just asking your opinion about the person who's the leader.
I believe under the plan that council's put forward that he wouldn't need to.
Why would you want him to stay on?
Well, he's been publicly elected to the role and the public want him there.
Thank you very much for your time. Darren Ludlow there, former deputy mayor, current councillor of Invercargill City Council.